104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks, the Ed Lover Morning Show. We have a Chicago native and one of the biggest stars in Hollywood on the phone right now, Lil Rel Howery. Hey, Lil Rel, what's up, bro?
What up, Ed? What it do, man?
How you been, sir?
I've been blessed and highly favored, sir.
I see that. I see that. Hey, bro, what you coming into town for?
Well, I got a show at the DuSable Museum Saturday, and I'm really excited to... It's kind of like a preview to my next special that I shoot in March, so I'm really excited.
How do you prepare for a special? You doing a special with who? Netflix, HBO? What you doing a special with?
I'm doing it with HBO.
Okay, how do you prepare for an hour? You doing an hour?
I may do more than that. I mean, I'm going back and forth about what I want to release, so it may be an hour and a half, maybe almost 2 hours. I got a lot of material, so it's... It's a lot to talk about, so it's kind of interesting. Like, I'm going to start. Chicago's my first stop.
Right.
Sorry about that. Chicago's my first start, but I got a tour I'm doing around the country, so I'm really excited.
That sounds good. Do you feel pressure when you have to do, like, your own HBO hour special?
No, but this is the difference between now is I'm just in a different place than I was when I did my first one. You know what I mean? Like, it's like now this, I think this special is going to put me in a position where I guess people start having more conversations about where I stand in comedy, you know, and not like now, but like in general. So, yeah, I do. I have actually put pressure on myself to make this a really big thing. Like, I really want to, be in a discussion as being one of the best to do stand up comedy.
Okay, now, I know you stand-up comedies, we all stick together, we all see each other on the circuit at some point in everybody's career. Tell me what you felt about Kevin Hart having to step down and the pressure that was on Kevin. From a comedic point of view, do you feel like we're getting so politically correct in this country that you can't say what you want to say on stage?
I think you can. I think if you're going to stick to your guns and say, I'm going to do this and do that, then you got to stick to that. You know what I mean? Like, Lil Duval, what I love about him, that man say whatever he wants to say and doesn't back away from it. So I think you can say what you want, but be okay with being evolved too. You know, I know Kevin has apologized, and that's what I thought was interesting about it. He has a bunch of interviews basically apologizing for what he said and said he would. And if you look at it in his last few specials, he hasn't said anything crazy or malicious, so... I just thought that was kind of weird that something that he did in 2010 that he already apologized for would resurface and people would want to apology again. It was also weird that after he stepped down, he apologized. I'm like, why you do that?
Right.
Like, if you say you was going to, you know. So it is what it is. It's unfortunate, though. And I kind of feel bad for him in a way. But at the same time, it made a lot of comedians step up and say, hey, man, what's up? Are we going to hold everybody accountable?
Right, because you did have Nick Cannon releasing Sarah Silverman, Amy Schumer, and Chelsea Handler saying derogatory things on their Twitter account, and it doesn't seem like they got any backlash whatsoever.
Man, it used to be Best of Comic View episodes where they had a whole 10-minute of jokes talking about gay people.
Right.
So I'm just saying it was a different time. I mean, I think people have matured and understood how sensitive and we just better at it. You know what I mean? Where it's just not mean material. So it's just weird that something from 2010 that he already apologized for. I just thought that was kind of messed up. But it's unfortunate, man. You know, I'm interested in seeing how, you know, from this point on, Kevin moves on. Will people be able to move on from that? I don't know.
Yeah, how about yourself, man? You had your TV show was on. You was doing other things. You getting ready to go on tour. Would you be interested in going back and doing another sitcom?
Yeah, I mean, if you know, knock on wood, we get season two. Mm-hmm. You know, we still airing. We got two more episodes left. I love doing multicam, and it's fun. But right now, like, we just finished wrapping maybe like a week ago, so. Right now, I'm focused on the stand-up, and I guess I'm doing these movies and stuff. So I got a movie, Bird Box, that come out next week, December 21st, on Netflix. So that's another big thing that's about to happen. That movie's insane.
Bro, you got so many things going on at one time. When do you sleep?
That's a good question. I've been trying to tell my agents and manager, like, can I have a break? But yeah, I'm gonna take a break. Me and Hannibal Burr is doing a show in Maui for like New Year's Eve, December 29th. So I'm going to Hawaii from the 24th to the 2nd just to chill. So ain't nobody gonna hear from me.
And tell everybody once again, Lorel, when your show is here in Chicago.
Guys, I'm there this Saturday, okay, at the DuSable Museum. Represent Chicago. I'm so excited. It's so much for me to talk about. You don't want to miss this show, guys. It's going to be so much fun. And the DuSable Museum got so much history to it. It's an honor to be able to perform there.
Absolutely. We appreciate you calling in and checking in with us, bro. And I'll see you out there somewhere.
Hey, man, you know how we do it, bro.
Yes, sir. Lorel Howery on the line with us, man, right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show. Be well, brother.
Thank you, man.
Peace.